Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? I'm not sure if you're on or not here, because I'm not using two. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Miss Lady Cece with the Cruise Club Educational Travel Show. I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for following me. I know for supporting me. I know I've my show, I've not been here for a little minute, and I apologize immensely. Some upheavals. But what those upheavals are going to do, instead of me not doing the show, well, I may have to reschedule because I have a very hectic schedule. So I'm wearing a blitz right now, and it's like, whoa. So, and that money is more important. So, I thank you so much for your support, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are going to, first of all, go ahead and thank God for such a wonderful, beautiful day. Oh, my goodness, it's been amazing. Oh, what an amazing day of life today. Don't you think so? Devin, you had an amazing day of life. It's been a wonderful day of life. And I just, wow, I'm just so... doing this. Thank you so much for being here. We're trying to, I had two, I had a phone and a tablet, and now I just have a phone, so I want to make sure that everyone can hear me, so I really hope you can hear me. We want to thank God for such a wonderful, beautiful day. Have a great year. We have another chance of life, another chance to love God, another chance to walk on our purpose, another chance to have peace. Another chance to find the life that, and the purpose that God has given us. So amazing. It's just so wonderful. Just to be here. I want to thank God for another eye of blessing, seen and unseen. I want to thank God for being so good, great, wonderful, and fantastic, you know. Without God, to me, I know I would be here. God, just the moon and the sky makes the stars twinkle. Just so many of the seasons, times, just if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have these things. Our earth would fall. Our earth would fall out of the sky. But our ocean will consistently overflow in its bed all over the world. I mean, there'd be total tsunamis and hurricanes if it wasn't for God. So it's just so wonderful to be in the arms of an amazing, fantastic God. And then we want to thank God as for Jesus. That Jesus, oh my God. Oh, what a wonderful, amazing example. Jesus lived here on earth when he was here so that we can know what it is to please God. But he said, I come to do the will of my Father. Everything that I do is because my Father taught me, because my Father told me to do it. So it's so wonderful. Just you, Lord, for God, for being here, for creating us. I want to thank you for your Son, Jesus, coming in and doing what his Father said. And say, hey, you know, I want to do the will of my Father. And, he came down here and he set an amazing, wonderful example that he lived a selfless life. Died to show us to show us an example that to die selfishly and have your blood spread, have your blood shed is something. Not only to die physically, but, you know, we die spiritually and we're born again. We're not scared to
you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, so we're not scared to die for righteousness and to stand for what's right and for what's true.
Thank you, Lord God, and that should be with those families who have lost loved ones all over the world. This COVID-19 is dreadful, as well as other diseases that are on here, as well as natural disasters. The Monsanto, it is worse than COVID-19. Racism, horrific. Self-hatred is abominable. These are some things that are plaguing us, unhealthiness, mind, body, and soul. These are some things that are plaguing us, and we as people of God, we pray for each other and pray for our brothers and sisters that we all work together to end these atrocities, because greater is He that's in us than He is in the world, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we truly believe this. We will continually always walk in victory. And so that's my daily prayer. Bless me to walk in victory and be productive. I love my, oh my goodness, I love my fiance. Actually, my fiance and Mr. Dennis Mott Jr., who did other webinars with me, he's not on this one, but they are the most productive. Also, Coach Arlen, Coach Honey, Millionaire for 9 months, honey. She gonna work it, honey. She worked that. Mr. Dennis Mott, he left $100,000 a year job to teach people to make their yearly income monthly, and to, if you have a business, to double your income and go global. And so it feels so good and so wonderful to be in that prayer, in that under their tutelage. It really feels good to be in their tutelage. So we're going to go ahead on, and we thank God for this morning and pray. All, we thank God for our armed forces that protects us both near and far. We ask God to give us leaders who are just, leaders who are kind, not only to themselves and to God, to their family, to our nation, but also those all over the world. Leaders who we can love and who we can honor, who we have respect for, leaders who don't just cater to themselves and what they want or to the popular opinion, but leaders who cater to all the people, and who both of all walk in peace, because God said that we need peace. He said the greatest of these is love. So let us walk in love and walk in peace. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be here. Thank you for a day of life. Thank you for all things you have given us, Lord. You have given us so many things, and we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All the beautiful leaders, all the wonderful examples, all the things that we go through to challenge us, mind, body, and soul, Lord, we thank you. Because only then can we grow, only then can we catapult to the next level, Lord. Thank you for stirring us up and making it uneasy for us and letting us know that we got to do better, that we have to be productive. We cannot stay lackadaisical. So thank you for being God. God, great, great, great praise. We love you. Well, we love your plans for us, your divine and your natural purpose for us, which is a divine purpose. And we thank you. Bless us to always, not to worry, bless us to be positive in all things, that we know that we can do all things because you strengthen us in Jesus' precious, powerful, holy, wonderful name, the name, oh, Lord, that name. Oh, honey, I can sing some songs about that name. That name has a lot of history to it, not only in this culture, but in other cultures as well. Not only in this time, but in other times as well. And still, that name that has proven, the power of that name has proven itself to me over and over again. So I just want to thank God, because God is good, very, very to be praised. All righty. If you want to call in and you're a guest,
Again, if you want to call in, it's 516-595-8257. Thank you so, so much for being here. We truly appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about faith, believe it or not. And we're going to start with some holy writings. And I know as we talk about faith, so many things is going through your head. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, right? What's the more scriptures we have about faith? I know everybody knows all those scriptures on faith. Without faith, it's impossible to believe because those who believe must first believe that he is, okay? Faith. What else? The more scriptures on faith. What we got here? I mean, and we would be at this all day and all night, okay? And now about a faith, hope, and charity. Okay. There's some other faith scriptures. Faith without works is dead. That's right. That's active faith. And Napoleon Hill talks about active faith a lot. I love that scripture. Faith without works is dead. James, chapter 1, verse 20. So let's go ahead and let's read something about faith. Now, we had already looked up the dictionary, and we're going to go through the thesaurus as well, and look at we have the secular and the non-secular definition of faith. So let's go ahead and let's check that out. So we're going to James, what is it? Hebrews, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. No, it's second Timothy, Titus. And now there's one. Okay. Verse 26. Okay, that's two. Okay, all right, guys. Two. For what thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing thou hast faith wrought with his works, and by works with faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone, only. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So, brothers and sisters, honey, we must have that faith. Okay. All right, let's go to the dictionary and see what their definition is of faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith, allegiance to duty or a person, belief and trust in God, complete trust, a system of religious beliefs, okay? The synonyms, false, traitors, treacherous, unfaithful, okay? So that's what a faith is. It's plural, French, peace. AF, a feed, PI, French, fides, faith. Number one is allegiance to duty or a person. Number loyalty. Number two is belief and trust in God.
a footfall of the Holy Spirit. So that is faith. And what does the thesaurus say about faith? Now, we saw from faith, F-A-I-T-H. Believe, okay, we want, okay, this is a thesaurus, all right? Again, it too says, belief and trusting in and loyalty to God, one, a people are known for their strong and steadfast faith. That's the sentence. A synonym is devotion, piety, and religion. Devoutness, piousness, righteousness, adoration, reverence, veneration, worship. The mere antonyms is disbelief, doubt, unbelief, atheism, godlessness. Number two, a body of belief and practice regarding the supernatural and the worship of one or more deities. Number three, adherence to something to which one is bound by a pledge or duty. Number four, firm belief in the integrity, ability, effectiveness, or genuineness of someone or something. Number six, mental conviction of the truth of some statement or the reality of some belief or phenomenon. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, yes, yes. That is, that's faith. That's faith. But you know what? I'm so glad you're here. I am so glad you're here. But you know what? The times when I am off, I ask you to please enjoy yourself. Take some time off for yourself. Relax, unstress, and unwind. Honey, sometimes it's, when I take a break with me, okay? And most likely, I'm going to try to have a, if I take a break, I'm going to have a, probably have a stress relief and do it, the blood pressure ratio, do a stress relief, maybe a stretching or relaxing or something. Believe me, if I don't have this for a good reason, that means it's time to take a break and enjoy yourself, relax, meditate on what you've learned. Go back and look at yourself and self-critique, and that's what I'm doing more and more now, and I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. It's easier not to do. It's easy, but it's easier not to do. And so please keep on. Because in God, honey, you can do all things. That's purpose, your purpose. To some of the, some synonyms and antonyms of faith. The next book we're going to go to is Inside Out. Okay. No, I'm not going to go to the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. We're going to do that. We're going to do that later. Let's go ahead and talk about faith. Napoleon here. We're in the succeed and grow rich through persuasion. Faith cannot be created, but it can be appropriated by all who have prepared their minds to receive it. Faith never diminishes through you, but it increases thereby. No man can destroy your faith in anything unless you consent. The goal of all miracles is the power of simple faith. Misfortune seldom tangles with a man whose constant bodyguards are hope and faith. Faith needs a foundation on which to stand. Fear exists without a base. Faith is one of the definitions of purpose operating in a positive mental attitude. Faith is a state of mind that often makes the word impossible obsolete. Faith will not bring you what you desire, but it will show you the way to go after it for yourself. Now, if you... Now, the opposite of faith, I believe, because if you don't believe, unbelief. And a lot of times we have unbelief because of what? Lack of experience, fear, immaturity, just all kind of different things. So just we talk about faith. Let's talk about fear, because that's one of the symptoms of the opposite of faith, which is unbelief, and one of animating because we're scared. Loud threats often indicate fears. Deceit will respect. anymore if you learn to accept it without fear. Don't temporize it fear. Just go ahead and believe that a policeman is the only sort of man who gets satisfaction results with fear and force. Others do better with persuasion. Fear is the devil's greatest weapon and man's greatest enemy. One of the most costly of all is human emotions, although most fears have no foundation in fact. Men of the clear conscience, scared of fear and fear. Isn't that interesting? I know I have a clear conscience. Every bargain based on fear or force is a bad bargain for the one who drives it. Go to bed praying and get up singing and notice what a fine day's work you will do. Neither a dog nor a mule has any respect for the person who fears it. Keep so busy going after what you want that you have no time to fear what you don't want. Close the door of fear behind you and see how quickly the door to face is easy. We're talking about this. Tell me what a man fears most, and I will tell you that man can be defeated, and I can tell you how that man can be defeated at will. I'm a woman. Freedom and fear cannot coexist in any person's life. Fear is bombastic. Fear works in silence, but it works. When the two feet head on, fear always, faith is always the master of fear. That lets him to prefer those who fear it. Keep your fears to yourself. The other fellow has his own together. The man who fears poverty will never be rich. Fear kills more people than do most things which men fear. You need to fear the man who fears himself unless you are that man. Faith needs a foundation on which to stand. Fear exists without a base. Wow. Now, that is so wonderful. Now, while we are here, faith, if you're faithful to something, you are loyal to something. Let's go ahead and read something about loyalty, okay? Two things money cannot buy are love and friendship. These are gifts of the gods that have no fixed price. One great lesson to be learned from a dog is that of enduring loyalty. The truly great man is a servant, not a master. The dog that doesn't wag his tail when his master comes home had better be looking for another master. If all men had the loyalty and gratitude of all dogs, this would be a pretty fair world. In heaven's name, don't bite the hand that feeds you. The man who owns a good dog is never without a friend. Friends must be grown to order, not taken for granted. Isn't that wonderful? That's just wonderful. I mean, this man is amazing. Now, all this has to do with loyalty, fear, all has to do with the mind, okay? It has to do with the mind and how we train ourselves. This is so good. I want to just read this whole book. This is so good. Don't take yourself too seriously if you wish to get any joy out of life. Nothing that calls a man to worry is worse than his worry costs him in peace of mind and physical health. A man who is at peace with him, unless you have peace of mind, you are not a free person. Get on good terms with yourself and see how quickly others get on good terms with you. If you are not at peace with yourself, you can't be at peace with others. If you are truly at peace with yourself, you'll never be at war with others. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. Okay. Faith is a faith. Sometimes we feel failure. And because we feel failure, we won't keep looking. Edison said 10,000 times because successfully or incorrectly that you feel like that. Don't worry if you feel that. Drifting without aim or purpose is the first of 30 major causes of failure. Edison said 10,000 times before he successfully combined electric lamp. Actually, his slaves invented the light bulb, and he took the credit. So let's say they worked together. The average man would have quit at the first failure, That's why there are so many average men and only one Edison and the gentleman bought his pitch to war and made him pitch chattel slave. That was for him. Many men have found opportunities in failure and adversity which they cannot recognize in more favorable circumstances. Making life easy for children usually make life hard for them in adulthood. Men don't mind being told their faults if one is generous enough to miss in a few of their virtues as well. Success requires no explanations. Failures must be doctored with alibis. There's a vast difference between failure and temporary defeat. No one may succeed until he recognizes the nature of this difference. A man is never a failure until he accepts defeat as a permanence and quits trying. Most things could have been converted into successes if someone had held on another minute or made them more effort. Failure attracts failure because of the law of harmonious attraction. The man who tries to get something for nothing generally winds up by getting nothing for something. The man who gambles for money is a potential cheater who is trying to get something for nothing. Isn't it peculiar that a man often is so clever at inventing alibis and so dull at doing a job that would make alibis useless? The other fellow's mistake are a weak alibi for your own. Failure is not a disgrace if you've sincerely done your best. If you have no major purpose, you are drifting towards certain failure. Don't blame children who are bad. Blame those who fail to discipline them. Human thoughts are like garden weeds. They grow without cultivation and soon take over the place if they aren't thinned out. Remember that the thoughts of man are pretty evenly distributed among all of us. Pity is an opiate. A wise man watches his thoughts more closely than his virtues. Others reverse the order. Wow. That's what we want to do. Failure is a blessing when it pushes one out of a cushioned seat of self-satisfaction and forces him to do something useful. Failure seems to be nature's plan for preparing men for great responsibility. Your failure may prove to be an asset provided you know why you failed. If you don't know why you failed, you're no wiser than when you did. So that thinking goes with your introduction. Do you see? So we talked about failure, we talked about loyalty, and we realized that these are so totally important. Now, when we go to Think and Grow Rich, let's see what he says about this. Okay. Thanks. You are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world we'll find. Success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You got to think high to rise. You got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a fight. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks, honey, or knows he can. Okay. Observe the words which have been emphasized, and you will catch the deep meaning which the poet had in mind. So let's start at the beginning. Faith. All right, we see you here. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. We're talking about faith today, the Education Travel Show, and leadership, just affecting our leadership. We're talking about faith today. And we talked about some definitions of faith, the synonyms and the anonyms of faith, as well as some symptoms of faith, the symptoms of the lack of faith, and
how we can change those. And this is Thinking Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Visualization of and belief is attainment of desire. This is a second step toward riches. Now, when you look at that, you'll see that that comes from way, 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 way back from our ancient ancestors, as well as you can, Dr. Reverend Ike as well. So thank you, Lord, for all this information coming together as one. Faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration, translates it into a spiritual equivalent, and transmits it to infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer. The emotions of faith, love, and sex are the most powerful of all the major positive emotions. When the three are blended, they have the effect of coloring, quote-unquote, thought in such a way that it instantly reaches the subconscious mind, where it is changed into the spiritual equivalent, the only form that induces a response from infinite intelligence. How to develop faith. There comes now a statement that will give a better understanding of the importance, the principle of auto-suggestion assumes in the transmutation of desire into its physical or monetary equivalent, namely, faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of auto-suggestion. As an illustration, consider the purpose of which you are presumably reading this book. The object is naturally to acquire the ability to transmute the intangible thought impulse of desire into its physical counterpart, money. By following the instructions laid down in the chapters on auto-suggestion and the subconscious mind as summarized in the chapter on auto-suggestion, you may convince the subconscious mind that you believe you will receive that for which you ask, and it will act upon that belief, which your subconscious mind passes back to you in the form of faith, followed by definite plans for procuring that which you desire. Now, faith is a state of mind which you may develop at will after you've mastered the 13 principles, because it is a state of mind which develops voluntarily through application and use of these principles. Now, repetition of affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only known method of voluntarily development of the emotion of faith. Perhaps the meaning may be made clearer through the following explanation as to the way men sometimes become criminals. Stated in the words of a famous criminologist, when men first came into contact with crime, they abhorred it. If they remained in contact with crime for a time, they became accustomed to it and endured it. If they remained in contact with it long enough, they finally embrace it and become influenced by it. This is the equivalent of saying that any impulse of thought which is repeatedly passed on to the subconscious mind is finally accepted and acted upon by the subconscious mind, which proceeds to translate that impulse into its physical equivalent by the most practical procedure available. Now, in connection with this, consider again the statement, all thoughts which have been emotionalized or given feeling and mixed with faith begins immediately to translate themselves into their physical equivalent or counterpart. When it says the feelings, the emotions, or the feeling portions of thought are the factors which give thoughts vitality, life, and action. The emotions of faith, love, and sex, when mixed with any thought or impulse, gives it a greater action than any of these emotions can do singly. Not only through impulses which have been mixed with faith, but those which have been mixed with any of the positive emotions or any of the negative emotions may reach and influence the subconscious mind. Okay, we're going to read, when we're talking about habits and what we're doing to the subconscious mind, let's also talk about, I talked about how
when we have joy and righteousness and all these develop, they make our positiveness, they make us do the positive things we want to do in our life. So we're in the MetaNetter Volume 4, and it talks about becoming, when it says becoming outside, it means becoming God-like. We go to the Bible. First of all, let's go to the Bible. Oh.
Let's go to Galatians. We're going to talk about the qualities of God. Are the qualities of the Spirit of God. So Galatians 5:22, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Galatians, okay, 5:22 and 23. So let's see some of the characteristics of God that we want to display in our lives so that we can continue to be, not to crucify Christ in me or embarrass our God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Okay? So, let's talk about being like that. To be like God, and I have to call you. What a source signifies has given nothing but vexation to Egyptologists due to the fact that the word has different yet related denotations. It represents the self or consciousness and will of the Supreme Being. As such, it was called a source of the knowing the transformations of life. It represents the reincarnation of the Supreme Being, self or consciousness in man. The firstborn child of heaven, dude, and earth, and such as the self of man, it is you. It represents the spiritual vehicle of consciousness and manifests itself as conscious. Incidentally, we must take note that conscious is objective reality operating within the subjective realm of man's mind. This is evidenced by the fact that we have no control over its pronouncements and the fact that it can only act as a teacher of righteousness and judge of our conduct through its objective status. The three aspects of Osiris, which was documented as early 2350 BC in the early pyramids, which was King Eunus, last king of the fifth dynasty, found their way into Christianity as the father of Osiris, the consciousness of God, and the supreme being, the Son, the incarnation of the supreme being, consciousness of Jesus as a teacher in the first coming, and as judge in the second. The fact that you, the consciousness aspect of your being, are the same consciousness as the consciousness of the Supreme Being is derived from the fact that there's no energy, matter, in consciousness that cannot therefore be divided or multiplied. This is the foundation of the oneness of man with God. It is not merely a likeness, but sameness. Every man, woman, and child is the child that is one with the Father. This reality finds its application in everyday life in your realization that you are and have always been a divine being. Why don't you know that or know it in a concrete and detailed manner? The answer goes back once more again to the nature of the self or consciousness. It is devoid of energy and matter, therefore cannot store information. You do not and cannot have any information stored in the consciousness part of your being. You must rely on the information that's been developed in the mental division of your spirit and reflected to you. In the early part of your spiritual career, what appears in it is a set of thoughts that betray you as a human animal being. It's the purpose of true religion and spiritual outlook to change that. What in the Western world has become known as consciousness called the ka or spiritual being or star. And in many literary passages dealing with the judgment of the deceased and initiated, it was simply referred to as the soul. This reality was subsumed in the comedic word Aita.
101 and the former series. We said somehow consciousness is dealt with around the world. Make a note how cultural patterns that produce people so violently to dictate of their own conscience. Why the short answer about you said it's all yep, that was their conscience. If you violated such and stop the ill practice, make a list of your violations of your conscience and share about that with you. Know that violation of conscience is teaching or status or satanic behavior. Totally of biography. Meditation, scripture, nurture the strength of consciousness, the spirit of your thoughts, follow yourself. Scenario, when you visualize a situation that challenges you to accept the dictates of your conscience, the force of your divine spirit, it speaks to you when perhaps you're about to die, someone says, it's giving. She will your diet or your mood, tell a lie about the one endorsement you talk to someone, etc. True is in divine law. And those of the presence of God's presence in my being to uplift me to my divinity through guidance and judgment. Visualization of living in harmony with the law. You realize your person acting in a manner that gives evidence that you are peacefully and joyfully accepting and following your law. Visualization of the blessings received from living truth. See your person enjoying a goal that you seek to attain as a result of having finalized and harmonized your life most with you. Find your own, get your own, though, you know, yeah. I've got something to go with my time to die. I say still. I've not killed the spirit within my being. I've not given power to respect to the lack of faith. I have not. This discussing the fear that's pronounced by my conscience with regard to thinking things are too hard. Meditate wonderful thoughts, blessed transgressions. Visualize the situation which others have transgressed against you. The divine law. I give thanks for the peace and joy that comes from the divine with you. Wrongdoer. You have crossed my path to give you the gift and opportunity to endorse that wonderful thought. Nothing on my own could be against me. My nature should be best of all. Well, we just finished with Matthew late.
I am courageous.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Oh,
we beautiful.
Let's go ahead and read a little bit about today. Today is a room.
Okay. There's a great deal of misunderstanding that has guided prominence in the thinking of the majority of Egyptologists. Now, leading these is the popular misconception that Heru is the sun god. It is damaging on two accounts. For one, it's the perversion of the true meaning of the deity, and for another, it perpetuates the slur that African people worship material things like the sun, river, lakes, animals, etc. In a qualified sense, we can say that the sun is used as a metaphor to lead thinking to the understanding of the set of phenomena under control of the natural forces labeled Heru. Specific to our present consideration is the division of the human metabolism into two phases. One is characterized by the rise of bodily temperature, and the other by its decrease. Each phase has its set of temperatures or temperaments depending on related psychologically and physically functions. Those that are directly related and dependent on the rise in temperature above the mean can be metaphorized as solar, the very extreme stages as martial. The opposite phase is assigned to the moon, Mercury, and Saturn. The mean between the two extremes is assigned to Venus and Jupiter. Heru corresponds therefore to the solar phase of the cycle, physical metabolic cycle, which is mediated by a non-adrenaline and other chemicals of the sympathetic nervous system. It enables us to become and remain awake, to externalize our focus of consciousness, to reason, pay attention, to carry out our will, to utilize the organs and faculties of external activity, eyes, frontal part of the cerebrum, hands, legs, etc. All righty, we have 4 minutes and 47 seconds. Heru corresponds to our will, which is the freedom to follow or reject divine law and our emotions. This freedom is the crux of our divinity. Without it, man will be compelled to follow the structure shaping forces of order, which manifest in the tenth sphere as the instincts that compel all creatures to obey the law, in which case he cannot be held accountable to law, human or divine, let alone be considered the likeness of God. Hence, spiritual growth occurs only when behavior and actions are initiated independent of emotional impulses like one ignores them. Many people are ignorant of the intrinsic freedom of their will or are so habituated to acting out of emotional impulsion or seemingly compulsion that they voluntarily renounce their intrinsic mastery over their spirit. Their defaulting to the emotion is represented by Heru Kemet Omadi or Heru the Blind. Also, the Bible tells us what happens when we grow the carnal person part of us and the fleshly part of it more so than the spiritual part of it. Let's go back to Galatians. And we're going to read it back to Galatians 5, but instead of 22, we're going to go here about that. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Okay. Well, we're gonna just leave. Let's just say we're not gonna walk in there. We are successful. We are successful. We are fantastic. I am fantastic. I am amazing. I am amazing. I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I am persistent. I am persistent. I am confident. I am confident. I am joyous. I am joyous. I am joyous. I am joyous. How about you? And we're going to go out affirmation ourselves. Child, honey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Let's go out affirmating ourselves, okay? You have any more? What else?
I have a positive mental attitude. I have a positive mental attitude. That's what we're going to study next week. Positive mental attitude. That's what we're going to start off with this. Yeah, that's going to start off with this week. We're going to start with a positive mental attitude. So this week, okay, y'all are so wonderful. I had such a great time. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. It's so great. We talked about faith today. We went to the Bible. We went to the other resources, the letters, the thesaurus, the dictionary. We went to the Napoleon Hill's The Feed and Grow Rich Through Persuasion and Think and Grow Rich. Thank God for so many ways, to learn and so many resources. Peace, powerless, and this prosperity be with you and to be in here with you. What a blessed and a wonderful, fantastic, excellent, marvelous week. And again, we're going to be exercising, so please catch me in the mornings. Catch me in the morning. Oh, I don't know. We had 10 seconds to go. Thank y'all for being here. I appreciate y'all. Don't forget, we're going to do the series today. We're going to be going with Pastor Manatee this week. We're going to be talking about that all day. We're going to be doing some different things today as far as exercise and travel fitness. We're going to be stretching, unstressing, yoga, cardio. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. So we're going to have a fantastic week, y'all. Have a fantastic fun week. So looking forward to, we've already said it right here. So peace out.